Okay, and we need to do one more thing, which is I'll say I'm Jordan and you say I'm Joey. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, and this is, can I speak to your manager? Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Fine?
Yep.
Happy?
Yep.
Cool?
Yep.
Solid.
Stool.
Hello and welcome to Can I Speak to Your Manager? It's the one-star review podcast that basically...
It's the podcast that leaves you with a palpable taste of disappointment of other people's terrible experiences.
It's so true. We've been looking online a lot and basically just seeing how people are dicks.
Yeah, people have got a lot to say, and they've got a lot to say online about their negative experiences, and we need to unpack that and look at it through... We need to look at it through a lens of objectivity.
Yeah, it just reminds me of, like, any time anything goes wrong with a product my dad bought, like, 8 years ago. So, hey, I need to speak to the manager of that, please. Straight away. And that is literally what this podcast is about. Not my dad. One-star reviews.
Your dad will feature.
Maybe.
So, on with the show.
So, each week we're going to pick... Is it a theme?
We're gonna have a theme, something that we have decided we're going to read reviews on. This week happens to be tourist attractions in London.
Because
what better place
London.
To start with our first ever episode, our pilot episode, than
the place that we don't live.
With the place that we don't live. If New York is the city that never sleeps, London is the city that stays up way past its bedtime.
And writes awful reviews continuously until their fingers bleed.
Exactly. I'm going to ease us in with a short one.
Okay.
I'm just going to give you the tip. Sue S. writes...
Okay. Also, right. First of all, I think we need to have a debate about, do you put your full actual name on one of these reviews?
We have a mix, because some of them ask for a username. These are from TripAdvisor, these ones. Some of them ask for a username, some of them link to Facebook, and when Facebook aren't selling your data...
They link to Facebook? Oh my God.
I know. So Cambridge Analytica will sell your details to us, and we will read out your reviews, your private reviews that you've shared publicly on TripAdvisor. We are going to read out.
I love it.
Sue S. writes her review entitled Day Out. I went to see the Queen's Jewellery. Very nice. You can see the ravens. Have a bit to eat. Sorry, peace. Nice food. Cold. Cold to me. Just seeing the jewellery was the best bit. Riding moving stairs to me was boring after a bit while not work money. That's how it was written. There was zero punctuation.
No punctuation. But also, so some crown jewels.
Queen's jewellery.
Okay. The Queen's jewellery! Not even the crown jewels, the Queen's jewellery.
There's a raven.
Okay. Where was the raven?
I went to see the Queen's jewellery. Very nice. You can see the ravens. Have a bit to eat. Sorry.
You can see the ravens. Okay. And you can have a bite to eat at the same time, or are the ravens going to eat it?
There's no punctuation, so it's impossible to tell. The ravens can just be around the place running amok. We don't know. I know, but you don't know.
No.
The best bit, riding moving stairs.
Riding moving stairs. Right. Are they at Hogwarts?
They're not Hogwarts.
Are the Queen's jewelries changed locations and they are now riding the third floor corridor on the right hand side?
The Queen's jewelry, or the crown jewels as they're commonly known,
the Queen's
do
jewelry.
Change locations because they are objects, they can be moved.
Well, that makes me just immediately think of genitals.
It's not her junk. The Queen's junk. This is the Queen's jewellery, and I don't want to be thinking about the Queen's...
Junk and jewels.
It's the Tower of London.
The new
You're
podcast from
it.
The Queen.
You're never going to get it. It's the Tower of London. So, Sue S.
I would have never guessed.
Sue S has saved a lot of time by removing punctuation, superfluous punctuation, from an otherwise fantastic review. Sue S, it's a one-star review from you. You're 5 stars in our book.
All right, okay. Well, I'll start with this one.
Okay.
I visited this place quite recently and I had a very good time.
Is it the chlamydia clinic in High Wycombe? No. Are you sure it's not? Is it
I'm 100% not. It's
Staples
not Staples car park either.
Where you got a parking fine.
No, okay, fine.
Because you were at the chlamydia clinic for over 2 hours.
Waiting in a line. Waiting.
Not
it wasn't as if they were like, oh, 2 hours, let's
not
cure you.
That your chlamydia was so advanced.
No,
it took 2 hours and four stout men and bellows to clean
Hoist
you out.
Them down! No. Okay. I was waiting for a very nice nurse called Pat who helped me out, and then she gave me loads of condoms.
That you're never going to use.
No.
Anyway.
So I've been here recently, and this was the moment of my dating experience with this one particular gentleman that I got friend-zoned.
I know where it is.
I feel like that's going to be a feature, like, where did Jordan get friend-zoned?
Here. It's too vague a category, because there are so many places. It's like a place that has oxygen, and you're like, I don't know, where's Jordan with friend-zoned? Is it Sky Garden?
Yes.
Okay. I've heard this story.
Sky Garden, if you've not been, it's a beautiful place. I've also completely forgotten that there was a garden in the Sky Garden.
Because you were so busy being friend-zoned. You just couldn't take in the surroundings. You just felt you were in a little box. You know, not so much a box, more a zone of friendship. A friend zone, if you will. At the Sky Garden.
Oh, God.
Are we doing a review of your friend zoning in the Sky Garden?
No, we're not. Okay. We're doing a one-star review. Out,
who's it by?
I don't know, because I forgot to put that in.
Okay.
So we're going to say Jeff.
Okay, Jeff.
Because Jeff's,
was
know,
he friend zoning you?
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
Anyway. Having previously tried to book online tickets several times without success, I was very pleased to be able to book a time slot on the day of our 25th wedding anniversary.
Good for Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff. You know, 5 stars. Well done. Brackets. Book 3 weeks in advance. I didn't know you could do that.
What? Book 3 weeks in advance? Also,
in the Sky Garden.
If I am planning my 25th wedding anniversary, I wouldn't leave it to last 3 weeks to do it.
No, I'd be...
No, this...
What's 25th?
Silver. It's silver.
It's silver. I thought it was silver. Okay. Anyway, so he's booked this 3 weeks in advance. Weird side note that Sky Garden definitely only allows you to book 1 week in advance. So, I mean, the story is already, you know, fake. It's fake news.
It's fake news.
Yeah.
Jeff, if you're not divorced by now, we're going to out you.
We arrived 15 minutes before our pre-booked time slot to be totally alarmed at the massive queue that reached all down the side of the building and doubled back to the path. Dot, dot, dot.
Oh, I like a dot, dot, dot in a review.
Yeah.
It builds the suspense.
Mm-hmm.
It leaves me wanting. It sucks me in.
But the side note is, it literally just carries on.
Oh, okay.
To, this must be for visitors without tickets, I thought. Question mark. Dot, 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 dot.
4 dots.
5.
5.
Ooh. Mm. No!
Is that in caps?
Yep. Okay. Dot. A very polite, suited lady advised. Dot, 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 dot.
Well, ladies can wear suits now.
Yeah. I like a woman in a tuxedo. I think it's fitter than a man.
I like a woman in a sensible trouser suit, and I'm looking at Hillary Clinton and Dana Scully for that.
Yeah. Mm. Preach it. Even though we had bothered to book in a lot of time due to refurbishments.
He's doing air quote fingers, by the way.
Yeah, because that's what's written down. Dot, dot, dot. We had to join the queue for entry. Okay, so like...
Joining a queue for entry. I've been to a lot of places.
I feel great.
I've been to a lot of places.
Well done.
Queuing for entry is kind of standard, isn't it?
It is. So disappointed. We were in two minds as to turn away at that point. Dot, 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 dot. 4 dots that time.
4 dots. I feel like I have too much suspense now.
Oh, God.
Too much suspense.
And also, like, 3, 4, 5. Like, how many dots do you need?
No, the only amount is 3.
Okay.
Any other?
No, I know.
And you don't know.
I'm on your path.
You're not good.
But started a queue as we were so looking forward to the visit. We stuck it out.
Good on you, Jeff.
For a whole hour. Eventually reaching the entrance where they have only 2 airport-style security machines.
You mean metal detectors?
Because... but yeah, so apparently they're airport-style security machines as opposed to normal metal detectors. Where you put your bags in a tray and coins/phones ETC in another tray, then walk through the bleeped machine.
Is he swearing or is he describing the machine?
I think
as
he's
bleeping?
Literally describing the machine as if you walk through and it doesn't go your way and it goes... And you're like, phew, you're out.
He doesn't know the name for that machine.
Yeah,
what is the name for that machine? Metal detector?
It's a metal detector.
For a person-sized metal detector.
It's a metal...
Detector. That's what it does.
Oh, it's
detects
a,
metal.
It's a security thing.
Yeah.
I have no objection to security at all. good.
You obviously do. You've made a fucking point of it twice now, Jeff. Right. Here's my problem with you, Jeff. You're saying you booked your 25th wedding anniversary 3 weeks in advance, which we've determined to be bullshit. And secondly, you're taking it to a sky garden. It's nice. It's not 25th anniversary nice.
Side note, we're about halfway through and we haven't even got to the lift of the sky garden.
Okay.
Oof, it's a lot. I have no objection to security at all. But they need more machines to cater for the sheer number of visitors that they are booking in to visit every day. It's simply too slow.
Jeff, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you've booked this on a weekend and you haven't thought this through.
Right, I booked mine on a weekend. I booked it on a Sunday.
And that's a great day to be friend-zoned.
But we got in within 5 minutes.
Probably because they knew you were getting friend-zoned. But he's booked ahead. He's used the friend zone pass. Look, I'm taking this bastard up here to friend zone him.
He's checked in on the app.
Look, yeah, look, I'm taking him here to friend zone him. Oh, go right ahead. Look, you're not going to be here long. Should we check in for sharp objects? No, we're not that involved.
Anyway. When we arrived at the top, the views were very good. It's a positive. That's new from Jeff. The garden was a few flower beds with trees and bushes. Nothing impressive.
What was he expecting?
So this
it's a point. Sky garden, not Sky Zoo. Not Sky Cirque de fucking Soleil.
At this point, I did forget / remember that there was actually plants in the sky garden. And then I remember when I went on that Sunday going, oh, wow, they got some plants up here. Forgetting that it was called the sky garden.
Some people are so stupid. Anywho. Let's get on to bullshit Jeff and his 3 weeks out planning for his 25th anniversary.
We're still going on this one. The viewing balcony was closed. Yeah, guys, it was closed. Due to inclement weather. I don't think that's a word. So it was hard to get any photos that weren't blocked by the bars of the building.
What, the anti-suicide rails?
No, but like, you're inside and there's loads of bars. I get that. But also, I took some really cool Instagrams. I thought my Instagrams looked fine. And I don't think about, oh, bars. So I don't know what he's talking about.
Well,
forgetting his 25th wedding anniversary is a petrol station with a card and an awful thing of flowers.
I tell you what, if I was Daphne, who's Jeff's wife, I'd be furious.
I would be.
Right. You've taken me here on a weekend with massive queues because you haven't fucking thought. If we've been married 25 years, I'm going to say we're probably in our late 40s, 50s, around there.
So.
I don't want to be queuing around then. Take me to Crazy Bear in Oxford and plough me in the dirt pipe. Just, no.
That is a very good place to be ploughed.
It is.
It's a bath
at the end of the bed.
The bar was closed, Joey. I know. No reason given, just a sign saying, sorry for any inconvenience. At this point, I think Jeff has literally lost it.
Jeff has not planned at all.
This
review is taking me on a journey. Jeff hasn't planned. It's got a week out and he's thought, shit, I haven't planned anything for 25th anniversary. Oh, Sky Garden sounds nice. I'll take her there on a Saturday, it won't be busy. Hasn't thought, hasn't checked in, hasn't seen if the bar's open, hasn't done any checking, and his lies are getting found out all the way through the whole experience.
And he definitely turned around to Daphne and went, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave a 1-star review.
Do you know what, Jeff and Daphne, I feel really sorry for Daphne, but you should leave him. I'm giving you a 1-star review on your marriage, end it. Shut it down. Anyway, continue. It may get better.
As the gays say, it gets better.
It gets
better. This completely doesn't.
Okay.
We walked around twice. Back downstairs within 15 minutes after a 1-hour queue to get in. Really disappointed. I understand if you've booked a table at the restaurant, you get to go straight up. That would be the best thing to do if you don't like to queue. Or if you booked your 25th anniversary in advance.
Yeah, don't buy the cheapest ticket for the 25th anniversary. Like, all of the stuff I reviewed, I saw a lot of reviews and a lot of them complaining that they didn't have a fast pass. They didn't buy the fast pass and they got screwed because of that. If there is a fast pass and you are paying for something for your 25th wedding anniversary,
get
Jeff,
the fast pass.
Get the fast pass, you cheap bastard.
Get the fast pass.
Anyway, 100%. Continue.
That, well, that's it. So Jeff's done. Yeah. So basically, Jeff then, after that, got divorced and Daphne...
And died alone.
Yeah.
And Daphne remarried a Brazilian hunk and lived happily ever after.
Yeah, very true.
Sure.
Oh, see, okay. First of all, London Eye, I've got a great story. Can I tell it?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, no, I mean, we could go review and then go back
well,
to
Well, actually, let's do a Jordan story sandwich. I'll do a review. They're both very short. I'll do
so we'll do a review?
Review, story, review.
Okay, okay, I like that. Let's go.
Right. Rob writes, terrifying.
Whoa! He's open with...
That's the title of his review.
Oh, wow.
Terrifying.
Terrifying. Rob so writes, here's the thing. Side note, I just can't see it being terrifying. It doesn't go fast. Yes, it's a bit tall.
It's one sentence and it gets a lot worse before it gets better.
Okay, go for it.
No toilets in the pods, nearly cacked myself, tourists laughing and screaming, terrible, Brexit now or we're dead.
Wait, there's so much to unpack.
See?
Okay,
I like to go for quality, not quantity.
No, I like that.
Rob has nailed this. There's no toilets.
There's one. It's one.
How would flushing toilets work in the London Eye pods, Rob? You're not thinking about things.
It's a 20-minute ride.
Oh, I've been on it for 20 minutes. There's no way to flush the toilet. It just stopped there in the corner.
I just had a shit in the corner.
Just doing a shit in the corner. Couldn't wait. Nearly cacked myself.
Cacked myself. Okay.
I've gone on to London Eye.
What's cacked myself?
Shit.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Who says... I've never used the word cacked. Is that a northern thing?
It's not northern. We used to say it back in the 90s, aging myself. There are toilets at this facility. You can have someone hold the line while you go and have a shit. You don't need to hold it in. You don't need to be touching cloth before you get on.
Oh,
tourists
God.
Laughing and screaming.
Tourists laughing and screaming. What? At your shit in a corner?
At you, maybe? Yes.
I
tell you what, Rob... I want to laugh and scream at you. I think we have laughed and screamed at you because you deserve to be laughed and screamed at.
Sorry, let's do a bit of a laugh. Let's scream. Yeah, that's enough.
Okay, sorry everyone's eardrums. Brexit now or we're dead.
Right.
How will Brexit solve?
The shitting crisis of the London Eye.
How is Brexit going to solve your problems on the London Eye?
I know
a lot of idiots want Brexit to solve all of their idiot problems because they're idiots, but...
I do feel like we need to try and help him a little bit.
We need
bit.
To help Rob.
So how are we going to... We're gonna write a letter to the London Eye and we're going to be like, Dear London Eye.
Right.
One of your customers has shut themselves on a flight.
Incidentally, I don't think this is a comment they responded to.
No.
London Eye, I have to say, were very good, and a lot of people with very unreasonable requests in their one-star reviews. London Eye were very professional and addressing those comments, and I have to take my hat off to them. They did a really good job there putting up with nonsense.
This one...
They did the best thing, I believe. I've copied and pasted this review into my...
thing.
Summary thing. This review, I don't believe they responded to because it's asinine, it's moronic.
Yeah, it's called just... Don't.
Terrifying. Someone went on the London Eye, which moves at the speed of something that goes very slowly.
Such as?
Because the I've got nothing that I can say in 2018 for that.
No, you can say a sloth.
A sloth.
Yeah,
is that slow shaming? Is that slow shaming mammals? Anyway, there's nothing you can say to that. Move along, right, Rob? Tell us your story.
I don't know if I can top that. I just honestly, I can't.
Have you been friend zoned on the London Eye?
No, because I haven't been in it since 2006.
How old were you then?
I was 12.
Was it on a school trip?
I had a buzz cut. No, it wasn't on a school trip. It was when my parents were still speaking to each other and thought their marriage was together. But, you know, realistically, everybody around them was like, just break up because that'll be better for the kids. Yeah, this is getting deep already. Welcome to episode one.
God, right.
Therapy sessions, no, I pay for them separately. Anyway, so we get to the London Eye. It's really cute. It looks awesome. I was like, oh my God, it's going to be great. We get on the London Eye. My mum's actually at this point quite excited. And then, you know, they close off the pod.
Yeah, but
and then
your mum's always quite excited though, isn't she? Sorry, I don't know if anyone heard that. It was me making a sex joke about his mum, that she's always quite excited.
I can't wait to send this podcast to her.
Sorry, Mrs. Jordan.
So she gets on. She's very excited for us because we're like, wow, it's the London Eye. It's so cool. Like,
we're going to go up high.
Yeah, yeah, classic kids things to say. And then I kind of, I'm looking out the window as the London Eye starts going up. And then I was like, yeah, Mum, like, come and see this. Mum.
She's
and
dead.
I turn around. No, she didn't die. That would be an awful story.
Mummy, wake up.
No. She's literally holding on to the grill of the seat in the middle of the pod of the London Eye, looking directly into her handbag. Oh. She's so scared of heights that she cannot look at anything else that is happening. The worst thing about it is the entire pod is made of glass and it only stops just about near like the seating area in the middle.
Mm.
So she's looking down and she's like, and I'm like, Mum, are you all right? And she's like, I'm fine, George. Just didn't he move me? She's Scottish, by the way, if you didn't know.
She's not having a stroke.
No. What, people have strokes in Scottish accents?
Oh, God, I'm Scott shaming people. We're going to get so many angry tweets.
Scott shaming satire.
Anyway.
And, so for the entire flight, as BA would call it.
What did Coca-Cola call it?
I don't know, an experience.
Sugar rush.
Yeah, whoa. Oh, that, my friend works for Coca-Cola Alaska.
Mm.
And
I have a friend who works for Pepsi.
Oh!
Shout out to BDC.
Fight! Anyway, so yeah, and that was basically my experience on the London Eye. The one and only time I've gone on it was my mum shitting herself in the middle of the room. My dad not even
See, this guy shit himself.
Well, no, but like also
they
my dad...
They should have toilets then.
Can I just point out, my dad and my mum were married at this point, and my dad was like, ah, she's fucking fine, and like moved on.
Moved on where? It's a pod.
No, but like to the view.
It's not... a far thing, like it's a head-up job.
So that was my little story.
And my last London Eye review.
Better or worse than the first?
It's a one-star review. These are all one-star reviews. Myself and a few friends went on a day trip to London and the London Eye.
Okay, good start. Well done. Good planning. Jeff didn't plan. They're planning.
It was an amazing end to a wonderful day. The thing that made it so amazing was how far you could see when you were at the top of the eye. It was a bit expensive, but worth it just for you, views of London and beyond. One star.
Hmm?
Myself and a few friends went on a day trip to London and the London Eye. It was an amazing end to a wonderful day.
Hang on.
It's a one star review. She's gushing,
God.
But she's clicked one.
Right, so here's the thing. Are we accepting these?
This is Janet. Come on,
Janet.
Janet.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Janet, get with it.
This is one that London Eye responded to, saying thank you for your praise. And I think it was kind of inkling for a change the fucking rating, you bitch.
No, but I do I do also love it when management comment on these and going like, thank you so much for like your praise and like your compliments. Like, did you mean to put it as one star?
They didn't ask that, which I felt they missed a trick there.
I love that one star review because...
Yeah, Janet...
I feel complete.
You're a ray of light in an otherwise dreary shower of shit.
Okay, I have one more.
Okay.
To finish off our edition of London. Mm. But London's so big.
London part one. We're going to come back to it.
We could do like every single review of London. But anyway.
We could just do London, but we're not.
No.
We're
multicultural.
We're going to do everywhere and everything. Like, it's not just places, it's products, it's people, it's bands, it's everything.
Yeah, you do it. Anyway, all right, I'm gonna finish this off with a great one. Again, I didn't get the name because I didn't realise we had to get the name. So I'm going to call him...
Keith.
Okay, let's go with Keith.
Yeah.
The tagline is just a big clock.
Is it about Big Ben?
Yeah. Well done.
Well, the Big Ben is the bell.
It's
not the tower. It's called the Elizabeth Tower.
Wow, this isn't like bloody history lesson.
No, it's just getting things right. Like, it's not the Union Jack unless it's at sea. It's the Union flag. Come
okay,
on,
fine.
Watch Doctor Who,
okay.
People.
Okay. It's quite a short and sweet one.
Okay.
It's
good.
A nice one to finish us off for
along.
Today. Just going to be honest about what I saw in the Big Ben from my point of view.
Was he actually in it?
It literally says, in the Big Ben from my point of view.
So if he's been in that, that's fascinating.
A 10 out of 10.
If you just walked up to it, like, everyone's walked up to the fucking thing.
No, but if he's walked into
it. If he's been in it, that's, woo! Yeah, I'm going to know like, more. I'm going to hear what Keith has to say.
Yeah, so Keith then goes, it was another chilly day outside London. So, side note, we've got Big Ben is in London. He is now outside London.
And the weather is the clock's fault. How? Like,
I don't know, is it a barometer? But I wanted to see the big fuss about Big Ben. So I went on the tube to the Big Ben.
To the Big Ben.
The Big Ben. It's like the iPhone. When I arrived, it was basically just a big clock. And it wasn't anywhere near mid-night or mid-day. So it was really boring.
So clock the Keith. What do you want it to do? It's not going to wank you off and tell you you're pretty. Come on, Keith.
And that is the end of that review.
Are you Daphne's brother-in-law?
Well, that is it. That is the first episode done. Dusted in the bag. Joey, how do you feel?
I feel like we're going to accrue some one-star reviews.
Well, if you want to leave us a review, you can. You can go on Apple Podcasts. We're there and just leave us a... Are we asking for a 5?
I think that's pushing it.
Okay, 3, 4.
A review.
Leave us a review. You can also find us on loads of social media channels, can't you, Joey?
Yes, you can. On Instagram and Twitter, we are Can I Speak to Your, all one word.
And the Facebook one is Can I Speak to Your Manager, because Facebook is nice to people and doesn't give them a character limit. I found out today. Right, anyway, have a good day, whatever you're doing. And remember, leave reviews sparingly, but good. We need to come up with a last bit.
And remember... Don't be a dick. Because people will read it out online and make fun of you.